Imagine a future where tech can actually boost, like boost your brain power,
Yeah.
getting you ready for the workplace or just making you sharper, like all around. Pretty cool, right?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we're diving into today with bespatial.
And what's interesting about bespatial is that it's not like treating existing conditions.
Right.
It's about helping young adults.
Okay.
So those aged 16 to 21
Gotcha.
develop their cognitive skills to succeed.
Interesting. We've
Yeah.
got a whole stack of sources here.
Oh, wow.
Reports, proposals, research on gamification, and even design guidelines.
Okay, so it's like a comprehensive look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our mission is to figure out what bespatial really does and
Right.
how it works, but also does it live up to all the hype?
Yeah, does it deliver?
Especially for young people facing extra challenges.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So bSpatial is a preclinical gaming platform.
Okay.
So think of it as brain training, not a clinical tool. It's all about building those core cognitive skills like working memory,
Yeah.
spatial awareness, and handling a heavy mental workload.
Okay, so it's like a gym for your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
But what makes bSpatial different from all the other brain training apps out there?
Well, what sets bSpatial apart is its personalized approach.
Okay.
It uses this really cool neurophenomenological framework
Okay.
combining objective data from things like wearable sensors
Right.
with your own subjective experience.
Neurophenomenology.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already lost.
Oh, right.
Can you break that down for me?
Think about it like this.
Okay.
You're playing a game on bSpatial, wearing a smartwatch.
Uh-huh.
The watch tracks things like your heart rate, maybe even brainwave patterns,
Wow.
giving bSpatial objective data about how your body's reacting to the game.
Interesting.
At the same time, the platform asks you about your experience.
Okay.
How challenging did you find that level?
Right.
Did you feel stressed or focused?
I
That's where the subjective part comes in.
So it's not just about the cold, hard data.
No.
It also takes into account your personal feelings and thoughts.
Right.
That's pretty unique looking.
Exactly. It's about getting the full picture.
Okay.
bSpatial then uses that data to create a personalized feedback loop, tailoring CBT techniques to your specific mental state and cognitive workload.
Hold on, CBT. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure, CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy.
Okay.
It's a type of therapy that helps you identify and change negative thought patterns and behaviors.
Right.
In this case, bSpatial uses CBT techniques to help you develop more positive and effective ways of thinking
Okay.
and responding to challenges.
So it's like having a personal therapist built right into the game.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
And here's a really cool part.
Okay.
bSpatial constantly analyzes how you interact with the platform,
Okay.
adjusting things like difficulty levels and session frequency
Yeah.
to optimize your support. So it's always adapting to you,
Gotcha.
getting you the most effective workout for your brain, so to speak.
So it's not just one size fits all.
No, not at all.
It's customized to each individual user's needs and progress.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty impressive, but it also raises some concerns for me.
What kind of concerns are you thinking about?
Well, anytime you're dealing with mental health, especially with technology,
Right.
safety has to be a top priority, right?
Absolutely. And bSpatial's designers have thought about those potential risks,
Okay.
especially in a gamified system.
Okay.
They've built in features to make sure users aren't overwhelmed or pushing themselves too hard.
So what kind of features are we talking about?
Well, for one, there are session limits,
Okay.
so you can't just play endlessly.
Right.
There are also break reminders to prevent you from getting too engrossed. Plus, users can choose whether or not to see the leaderboard,
Gotcha.
so there's less pressure to compete and potentially overdo it.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like they're trying to find that sweet spot between making it engaging and keeping it safe.
Exactly.
Okay.
For the users.
Yeah.
And remember, bSpatial is all about improving mental well-being,
Right.
not treating a specific mental health condition.
Okay.
So it's about bolstering your cognitive skills
Right.
in a way that's both fun and safe.
Okay, that clarifies things a bit.
Good.
But what about data privacy?
Yeah.
With all this personal information being collected,
Right.
how does bSpatial ensure that data is protected?
Data privacy is a big concern these days,
Absolutely.
and rightly so.
Yeah.
But bSpatial has taken steps to address that with things like end-to-end encryption
Oh, yeah.
and multi-factor
Yeah.
authentication.
Right.
They're also fully compliant with GDPR, which sets strict standards for data protection.
So they're not going to be selling my brainwave data to the highest bidder.
Definitely not.
Okay, good.
They've really made user trust and data security a priority.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the basics of bspatial.
Now I'm really curious to dive into how it actually works.
Yeah, let's get into the details.
We've touched on the neurophenomenology concept,
Right.
but I want to understand the nuts and bolts of this data collection and analysis.
Sure. Well, the data collection process is quite sophisticated.
Okay.
They're using EEG technology, which basically means reading brainwaves. But the way they do it is really innovative, using a low-density approach.
Low-density EEG. That sounds like a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a bit of a jargon term.
Can you explain that in simpler terms?
Sure. Traditionally, EEG requires a lot of sensors,
Right.
like a whole cap full,
Okay.
to get a clear picture of brain activity.
Interesting.
But recent advances have made it possible to get reliable data from just a handful of sensors.
Wow.
That's what low-density EEG is all about.
So it's kind of like a streamlined version of traditional EEG, more
Exactly.
practical for a platform like bspatial.
Much more user-friendly.
Right. No one wants to wear a bulky, wired-up cap while they're trying to play a game.
Exactly. So they're getting brainwave data, heart rate, and all sorts of other information.
Right.
But how do they make sense of it all? How do they translate those signals into something meaningful?
Well, that's where the power of machine learning comes in.
Okay.
They use algorithms to analyze all that data and identify patterns that humans might miss.
So it's not just about collecting data.
No.
It's about making sense of it and using it to personalize the experience for each user.
Exactly. It's all about personalization.
This is getting really interesting, but I feel like we've barely scratched the surface.
We've only just begun to dive into the world of bspatial.
Yeah.
There's so much more to explore.
Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
Okay.
let's take a step back and talk about the potential impact of bspatial.
Right.
We've talked about its potential to help individuals, but what about its impact on society as a whole?
Yeah, the bigger picture.
Could this be a game changer for things like education,
Possibly.
healthcare,
Definitely.
even the economy?
Those are all great questions.
Yeah.
And exactly where we'll pick things up after a quick break.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, bspatial's potential impact
Yeah.
goes way beyond helping individuals. Think about the possible benefits for entire industries,
Yeah.
the economy, even healthcare systems like the NHS.
Before the break, you mentioned machine learning
Right.
being key to analyzing the data bspatial collects.
Yes.
How does that work exactly? It
Right.
sounds a little bit like magic to me.
It's not magic, but it's
Okay.
pretty close.
Okay.
Basically, bspatial uses these sophisticated algorithms that can sift through massive amounts of data,
Okay.
looking for patterns and connections
Yeah.
that humans might miss.
Gotcha.
It's like having a superpower detective
Okay.
working behind the scenes.
So they feed the algorithm all this data from
Yeah.
the sensors, the games, and the user feedback,
Yeah.
and it learns how to make predictions about a person's mental state and cognitive abilities.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
The more data the algorithm crunches,
Okay.
the smarter it gets at recognizing subtle patterns and making accurate predictions.
Right.
This allows bspatial to tailor the experience to each user
Okay.
in a way that's constantly evolving and improving.
This all sounds very impressive,
Yeah.
but I have to admit, I'm a little bit wary of relying so heavily on algorithms.
Okay.
I mean, algorithms can be biased, right?
You're raising a really important point.
Yeah.
Algorithm bias is a real concern.
Right.
And it's something that the developers of bspatial are very aware of. They're working hard to ensure that their algorithms are fair and unbiased.
Right.
And they're constantly monitoring them for any signs of bias.
So they're not just letting the algorithms run wild.
No, not at all.
They're actively involved in making sure they're being used responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
They have a team of experts who are constantly evaluating the algorithms
Okay.
and making adjustments as needed.
Gotcha. They're also committed to transparency. So users will be informed about how the algorithms are being used
Right.
and what data is being collected.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
I feel like we could talk for hours about the ethical considerations of using algorithms in this way.
Oh, absolutely.
But I want to shift gears a bit
Okay.
and talk about the potential benefits of bspatial.
Right.
You mentioned the NHS earlier.
Yes.
How could this platform potentially help a healthcare system like the NHS?
Well, the NHS
Yeah.
like many healthcare systems around the world, is facing a growing mental health crisis.
Right, yeah.
Demand for services is outstripping resources.
Wow.
Leading to long waiting lists and limited access to care.
It's a huge problem.
It is.
Yeah.
BeSpatial could offer a way to provide early intervention and preventative care.
So instead of waiting for people to develop serious mental health issues,
right,
we could use BeSpatial to identify those who are at risk.
Exactly.
And provide them with support before they reach a crisis point.
Precisely.
Interesting.
By analyzing brainwave patterns,
okay,
gameplay behavior,
mm-hmm,
and self-reported experiences,
right,
BeSpatial could act as an early warning system.
Okay.
Flagging potential issues before they escalate.
That could be a game changer for the NHS.
Yeah, it could.
Potentially saving them a lot of money in the long run.
Absolutely.
By preventing more costly interventions later on.
It's all about prevention.
But it also raises some ethical questions, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, what happens if BeSpatial misdiagnoses someone?
Right.
Or labels them as at risk when they're not?
Those are valid concerns.
Yeah.
And it's crucial that BeSpatial is used responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely.
Any screening process needs to be done with sensitivity and care.
Right.
And individuals should always have the right to opt out.
Okay.
It's also important to remember that BeSpatial is not a diagnostic tool.
Gotcha.
It's designed to provide insights and support, not to replace the judgment of a qualified healthcare professional.
So it's more about empowering individuals with information.
Exactly.
And giving them the tools to manage their mental well-being.
Right.
Rather than making diagnoses or prescribing treatments.
Precisely.
Okay.
But let's not forget the potential economic impact of BeSpatial.
Right.
Imagine a workforce,
yeah,
that's more focused,
uh-huh,
more resilient, and better equipped to handle the demands of the modern world.
That sounds like a dream come true for employers.
It does, doesn't it?
Increased productivity, reduced absenteeism,
yes,
lower healthcare costs.
Absolutely.
It was a win-win, right?
It certainly has the potential to be.
Yeah.
But we also need to consider the potential downsides.
Okay, like what?
Could BeSpatial create a two-tiered workforce?
Right.
Could it exacerbate existing inequalities?
You're talking about the digital divide again. Yeah. The idea that those who have access to technology,
right,
have an advantage over those who don't. Could BeSpatial become just another way for the privileged to get ahead?
That's a real risk.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to be very mindful of.
Right.
We need to ensure that BeSpatial is accessible to everyone.
Okay.
Regardless of their background or socioeconomic status. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it could end up widening the gap between the haves and have-nots.
So it's not just about developing the technology.
No.
It's about making sure it's used in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
Not just a select few.
It's about equity and fairness.
This is a lot to unpack.
It is.
We've talked about the technology behind BeSpatial,
mm-hmm,
the potential benefits,
right,
and some of the risks and ethical considerations.
It's a complex issue.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it so fascinating.
I'm really starting to see the bigger picture here. And it's both exciting and a little bit daunting.
BeSpatial represents a crossroads.
Okay.
Where technology, healthcare, and society intersect.
Mm.
It's up to us to decide how we want to navigate this new terrain,
yeah,
and what kind of future we want to create.
Well, you've certainly given me a lot to think about.
I'm glad.
I'm starting to feel like I need another brain training session just to process all of this.
Maybe BeSpatial can help with that.
Uh-huh. Maybe so.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into BeSpatial.
Okay.
Hopefully you, our listener,
yes,
also have some new food for thought,
mm,
about the future of mental well-being.
Right.
And the role technology might play in shaping that future.
It's been quite a journey.
It has.
But remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation.
Absolutely.
We'll be keeping a close eye on BeSpatial as it develops.
Of course.
And we encourage you to do the same. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
We've explored how BeSpatial works,
mm-hmm,
the technology behind it.
Right.
And even some of the ethical dilemmas it presents.
A lot to think about.
Now, I'm curious to hear more about what you see as the potential long-term impact,
yeah,
of this platform.
Well, it's fascinating to think about, isn't it?
It is.
If BeSpatial lives up to its promise,
yeah,
it could fundamentally change the way we approach mental well-being.
Okay.
Right now, we tend to focus on treating mental health problems,
mm-hmm,
after they arise.
Right.
BeSpatial offers a shift toward proactively building mental resilience and cognitive skills.
So it's not just about fixing what's broken.
Yeah.
It's about making ourselves stronger.
Yeah.
More adaptable from the get-go.
From the start, yeah.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
But how do we go from this exciting concept to a real-world solution?
Right.
What needs to happen for B-Spatial to move from the preclinical stage to widespread adoption?
Well, there are several key hurdles to overcome.
Okay, like what?
First, they need robust clinical validation.
Okay.
Early results are promising, but they need larger scale studies to prove that B-Spatial truly delivers on its claims.
So it's not enough to just have a cool idea.
No.
They need hard evidence to back it up. And that evidence needs to be convincing enough for healthcare providers and policymakers to embrace B-Spatial.
They need to get on board.
We need buy-in from the people who make decisions about funding and implementation.
Exactly.
It sounds like getting the technology right is just the first step.
Yeah, it's just the beginning.
They also need to navigate the complexities of the healthcare system and the political landscape.
It's a complex ecosystem.
And they can't overlook the importance of public perception.
No, absolutely not.
People need to trust this technology and understand its potential benefits before they're willing to use it.
And that takes time and effort.
Especially given the sensitivity surrounding mental health data.
Yes, very sensitive.
And the potential for misuse, B-Spatial has to be super transparent about how they're protecting user privacy and ensuring ethical use.
Transparency is key.
Transparency is crucial.
Yeah.
But they also need to be proactive in addressing potential inequalities.
Absolutely.
They need to ensure that B-Spatial is accessible to everyone.
To everyone, yeah.
Not just those with the resources to afford it.
Equity of access is essential.
That's a key point.
Yeah.
If B-Spatial becomes a must-have for success in the workplace or education, we could see a widening of the gap between those who have access and those who don't.
It's a valid concern.
You've talked about the digital divide.
Right.
But imagine a cognitive divide.
Yeah.
Where those with access to brain-boosting technology pull further ahead.
Yeah, it's a potential downside.
That's a sobering thought.
It is.
It highlights the importance of thinking about B-Spatial not just as a product, but as a tool for social good.
Exactly.
And that means being intentional about distribution, affordability, and education.
It all needs careful consideration.
It's about making sure everyone has the opportunity to benefit from this technology.
Yeah, that's the goal.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the potential of B-Spatial.
I'm glad to hear that.
But also to the responsibility that comes with it.
Absolutely.
It's exciting to think about a future where we can all tap into our cognitive potential. But we need to make sure that future is inclusive and equitable.
We can't just assume technology will solve all our problems.
Right.
We need to be thoughtful about how we develop and deploy it.
Yeah.
Considering the ethical implications every step of the way.
So it's not just about whether we can do something.
No.
But whether we should.
That's the key question.
And that's a question we need to keep asking ourselves.
Absolutely.
As we venture further into this uncharted territory of brain-boosting technology.
It's a brave new world.
Well, you've certainly given our listeners a lot to ponder.
Good. I hope so.
As for me, I'm feeling inspired to learn more about this field.
That's great.
And to stay engaged in these important conversations.
Yeah, it's crucial to stay informed.
About how we shape the future of technology and mental well-being.
Absolutely. The future is in our hands.
And that's exactly what we hope to achieve with the deep dive. To spark your curiosity.
Yes.
And empower you to explore these complex issues.
Right.
With a critical and informed perspective.
Knowledge is power.
We've reached the end of our deep dive into B-Spatial.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has been.
I've enjoyed our conversation.
Me too. And we hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those questions coming.